New York's Algonquin Hotel has been famous for a lot of things. The Round Table, where the greatest wits of their day, from George S. Kaufman to Dorothy Parker, held forth in the 1920s and 30s. There have been generations of cats named either Hamlet or Matilda haunting the lobby. And for more than three decades, the Oak Room, one of New York's most beloved cabaret spaces. Still, early this year, when the Marriott Corporation purchased the hotel and closed it for renovations, it announced the Oak Room would not be reopening. Instead, it would be a lounge for preferred customers. Jeff London has this requiem for that lost institution.
Singer Andrea Marcovici was kind of a lifer at the Oak Room. For 25 years, she performed there, surrounded by its burnished wood panels and ornate wall sconces.
When you walk into the Algonquin, automatically the atmosphere is like walking back in time. Therefore, when you walked into the Oak Room, people are already prepared to listen to the music that you're singing.
The song is ended, but the melody lingers on. You and the song are gone, but the melody lingers on.
More than 3,000 New Yorkers have signed a petition circulated by songwriter Enid Futterman asking for the Oak Room to reopen. Cabaret historian James Gavin says it was a church of the pre-rock and roll American popular song.
The Oak Room through the years presented a lot of performers who are simply the best at what they do, who were unrivaled at weaving a cozy, intimate spell that really made you feel as though you were part of an old-time New York elite.
Among the singers who performed at the Oak Room over its 31-year history were Harry Connick Jr., Diana Krall, and Michael Feinstein.
Every time I've lost another lover, I call up my old friend and I say, let's get together. I'm under the weather. Another love has come to an end.
Singers liked performing in the Oak Room for a reason, says Barbara McGurn, who started as the cabaret's publicist and took over as manager in 2001.
In the Oak Room, the performers are right on top of the audience. It's the intimacy, and I think that's always been the case.
But that doesn't mean it was easy.
Everybody thought it was the greatest room to get into until you're actually in it.
Andrea Marcovici got together with her protege, Maud Maggart, to reminisce.
And then you realize you have to perform like you're on a Lazy Susan, constantly turning until you feel insane.
That's because the stage was in the center of a rectangular space with only a few customers in front of the singers. So performers frequently had to turn left and right to connect with the audience. Still, Maggart says she found ways to adjust.
The subtlest move can be the grandest gesture because the audience is so focused in on you and what you're saying, what you're sharing with them, what you're revealing about yourself and about them, too.
I'm a glum one. It's explainable. I met someone unattainable. Life's a bore, the world is my oyster no more.
It wasn't just the room, it was the people who worked in it.
Our waiters are legendary. I adore them all, but it was just almost inevitable that our waiters would decide to pour an extra glass of water during the most.
With lots of ice.
With And almost inevitably during They Asked Me How I Knew.
Click, 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 click.
My true love was true. Click, 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 click,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Both Marcovici and Maggart say they cherished the intimate relationships they developed with the audience. Every year they were witness to birthdays, anniversaries, and marriage proposals. Marcovici says after every show,
we sell our CDs in the lobby. We meet people in the lobby, and we genuinely have audience members that come right up to us, hug us after the show. May I hug you?
Still, such intimacy came at a price. Historian James Gavin points to the Oak Room's high cover charge and food and drink minimum. That meant it had a limited audience, and add to that the cost of staffing it.
The economics of cabaret are simply ridiculous. I think that these places break even at best.
While singer Andrea Markovici is feeling sad at the moment, she says,
"You started in the Oak Room, you will have learned what you needed to learn about cabaret for the rest of your life, so that room may be no more. But anyone who played in the Oak Room has learned a lesson."
And, she adds, cabaret never dies, it just migrates. Indeed, right after news of the Oak Room's closing, there was an announcement of the opening of a new cabaret club in Manhattan. Called 54 Below, it opens next month with singer Patti LuPone. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.